done, just look at me and I'll read the second one. And after that, when you're done, if you go to the staging area, please, so we'll be having Mr. Thomas come in. So, your time will start when I, after I get through reading the question. Question number one for you, sir. What makes you qualified to represent the voters in Kentucky District House 8 as our state representative? And what would be your duties if so elected? Your time starts now.
Thank you, Bridgie. First off, I want to apologize about the gum in my mouth. My allergies are acting up. If I don't have it in my mouth, I'm going to start coughing. And you don't want to hear me cough. I just want to say thank you for letting me be a part of this event. And I always started out by introducing myself, telling me a little about my past. I know most everybody in here. Just to give you a little of my background, I'm a lifelong resident of Princeton, married with 3 children and 3 grandchildren. After graduating from Caldwell County High School, I earned my master's from Murray State University. I worked in the school system for 32 years, 20 years as a teacher. I taught 5th grade, and the last 12 years as administrator, transportation, and facilities director. For the last 8 years, I've been in county government, 4 years as a magistrate, and 4 years as judge executive. I'm in my final year. What qualifies me for this job? Everything I just mentioned then, for one thing. Working in county government for 8 years, you learn what counties need. For example, I know how important the discretionary fund is to counties. What that is, that's a fund we can apply for to get some of our worst roads fixed. I applied for 12 roads this year, got 2. Why? Because that fund has been cut. And I don't know why, but there's a reason, I'm sure there is. But that fund is very important to counties, and that's something I will definitely push for. Working with the public for 40 years, I've done that in the school system, 32 years in education, 8 years here. You listen to citizens daily, visit their homes, I listen to their concerns, I take their phone calls, everything from dogs, the trash, the potholes, boots on the ground. I've been there for a long time. So that's what makes me qualified. The second part of the question, duties if elected. Well, first of all, work to defend the constitutional rights you have and be a good steward of your tax dollars. But most important is to represent this district, especially their values. There's a difference between the values here than the values in Louisville. But most importantly, to represent all citizens, not just Republicans.
Mr. Kerlin, one issue that affects all of us taxes. What is your stance on rescinding our state income tax and increasing the state sales tax to replace that lost revenue?
Well, if you work, that's good news. You get more money in your paycheck, that's for sure. With a lack of workforce in our counties, and this is something every county is facing. I'm gonna say lack of workforce is second behind drugs that counties are facing now. Our 2 biggest factories, Treehouse and Hydrogear, they are constantly dozens of people short. We can't get anybody else in here. If we want to attract more jobs, we can't do it. So this is one way. Take the states like Texas and Florida. They don't have any income tax. They are attracting people. Their states are growing. Look at California. They have over a 13% income tax rate, state income tax rate. They're losing people. So you can make your choice. You want to be like Texas and Florida, or you want to be like California. But one thing you got to keep in mind, these people on a limited income. So I would not be in favor of taxing food or prescription drugs. And that's some of the things, like Florida does that.
Now we're dealing with parental rights issues concerning the LGBTQ in our schools and communities. Your question, how would you represent your constituents on each of these issues if so elected?
I can tell you parents are passionate about their education. I spent 32 years, I know that for a fact. I faced Talk to them face to face. If you mess with their education, they're going to get mad at you. They're going to come after you. There's some good bills out there. I was reading Senate Bill 1 this morning. You know, it makes the superintendents responsible for the school curriculum, which is a good thing. The school board hires the superintendent. Who elects the school board? You. So in a roundabout way, that puts parents back in charge of the curriculum. The only thing I would add to that is make the school board elections every 2 years, just like this job. It's every 2 years. And it's hard to believe we're having to talk about this. A couple of years ago, I couldn't imagine talking about women or men wanting to play women's sports. A couple of years ago, I just wouldn't think this would be possible. But it is, and it is what it is. And I'm going to end this thing. I always end closing. It's not easy running for office. You put yourself out there. And with social media these days, it can be extremely difficult. I do want to wish all these candidates the best of luck, and especially Mr. Thomas. I've said this every time. I've coached over 20 years. I could not stand poor sportsmanship. If you're on the losing side, suck it up. The voters have talked. Get over it. And that's exactly what I'll do. I don't plan on being on the losing side, but if I am, I will suck it up. And you will never hear me say one bad thing about another person. Most people in here know me. I've got a personality about like that doorknob. Y'all know that. I don't say a whole lot. So finally, I just want to say thank you to the Republican Party for allowing me to be a part of this. Any consideration for your vote, I'd appreciate it. I have some cards with my email and cell phone on it. If you want one after this, see me. Thank you.
Yes, if you would go and bring in Mr. Thomas, please, thank you.
All right, thank you. Well, as you just heard, my name is State Representative Walker Thomas. I represent District 8, and because of redistricting, I am fortunate enough to get to represent you. Regardless of the race, I represent you at least till the end of the year. So please reach out to me, Senator Westerfield, and I used to be his constituent. No, I still am his constituent. He used to be mine, but he moved on me, and now he's, I think, Jason's your rep, isn't he? So, we do work a lot together. I am married to Sandra Thomas. She's out in the audience, and she goes a lot of places with me. You'll see both of us in Trigg, Christian, and now Caldwell quite a bit, because we are very active, and a lot of times it takes a team to do this job. To have a supportive wife, you have no idea how important that is. I have been a lifelong Republican. When I was 18, I filed as a Republican and had been so ever since. And I was elected in 2016, so I'm finishing up my sixth year right now. I'm on five different committees. I am chairman of Veterans Military Affairs and Public Protection. So we deal with the state police, we deal with firefighters, of course, all the military, whether it be National Guardsmen. In fact, I'm hitting up Thursday for a meeting up at the National Guard Armory. Kind of intimidating at times when you got 2- and 3-star generals all around you. But enjoyed that. I'm also on Agriculture Committee, which is very active in this part of the area. I also serve on transportation, and recently this year I'm on local government. So that encompasses a lot what we do right here in these courthouses and everything. So between those four committees and then capital projects also, I have a pretty active schedule. Usually, even when I'm not in session, I'm up in Frankfort probably 5 to 7 times a month. It's a lot of driving. I enjoy it. It gives you a lot of windshield time, and a lot of times I'll be answering your phone calls. I do feel like I'm the most qualified. You know, with my experience, you're going to have to balance experience with newness there. It does take a while to get to a leadership position, and being a chairman, that is a leadership position. As Senator Westerfield mentioned, he controls the flow of coming through the judicial system. Well, I control the flow of what comes through the committee that I chair also. Pro-life bills come through, and so I was honored to be able to present and work with Nancy Tate on this ominous bill, HB3, and now with the exciting news today that got leaked out a little bit, but hopefully that stands and Roe versus Wade will get overturned. So I also have the Second Amendment rights that a lot of times come through. So we passed a law, unfortunately it didn't make it through the Senate, but making Kentucky a sanctuary state for Second Amendment rights. And it made it through the House. I'm not sure what happened to it over there, but we'll see if we can get that to come again to kind of offset some of these federal rules coming down. So do you want to rattle that second question? I'm trying to think about 5 minutes. I'm not sure if I'm on track or not.
Our next one that we have deals with something that touches all of us, taxes. What is your stance on rescinding our state income tax and increasing the state sales tax to replace that revenue?
Well, you know, we did that this year, and I'm proud to be a co-sponsor of HB 8. Representative Petrie, our A&R chair, was phenomenal on how he worked on that. And I'm sure it had a lot to do with Senator McDaniel on the other side, too, as they got together. But that is wonderful. And let me explain what HB 8 is going to do. It is going to slowly wean us off income tax. So we just do not feel, as Republicans, we should penalize you for working. So a couple years ago, we dropped the income tax from 6% down to 5%. Well, this is going to be a steps of trigger mechanisms. So if we reach, I think the figure was $13.5 billion next year, which we're projected to exceed that, automatically that trigger kicks in and we will drop that income tax a half a percentage point. So for the next year, it'll be 4.5. And each year we keep meeting these goals, that trigger is going to keep going and going and dropping to 4%, 3.5%. Eventually, we'd like to get to zero. Now, the beauty of this whole thing is we did this without increasing the sales tax. So our sales tax is still 6%, which gives us an advantage over the Tennessee border. I mean, a lot, we don't tax our groceries, and we don't plan on it. I'd say I'm not going to vote for that. I'm sure Senator won't either. But this still gives us an advantage, and we realize that we can go up in the sales tax if we had to, but we're trying to do it without that, trying to meet our goals. We're trying to budget to our needs, not our wants. I mean, wants you can't ever budget to, and you can't do that in your own household. But your needs, we find, is if we can do that, I think we can hold fast to the income that we will have coming in. So I'm a big proponent for that. We did pass that. We'll see how it goes over the next few years. We did not want to get anything like Kansas did, who just did away with their income tax, and then they had to come back and bring it back because they almost went bankrupt. So we're trying to do it methodically. And I think we're there. I've also been a big proponent, and for the last 6 years, I've filed tax-exempt military pensions. It's so important. We have a military post, you know, what, 45 minutes from here? We got to get these guys and girls living in our community, living in the state. We exempt their income tax a little bit, but they will far pay for it by retiring at 42, coming and being our school superintendents or our you know, they're completely sought after in the public world and private world because of their knowledge of 20-plus years in the military. So if we can ever get tax-exempt military pensions, I think that will really a boon. This HB 8 is going to do that. It's just going to take a little longer than I thought. I'd like us to do both. So.
And Mr. Thomas, your final question deals with our children. The Republican Party has been very consistent on abortion issues for years. Now we are dealing with parental rights issues concerning the LGBTQ in our school and communities. How would you represent your constituents on each of these issues if you return to this seat and you have 6 minutes?
So I'm right about on time there. So good, because this could be a lengthier topic there. It's crazy what's going on. And people, whatever happens, we're at war. And it's a godly war right now. This scares me. I mean, who would ever thought that Whitney and I would be voting on an issue to not let boys play sports with our girls? This is nuts. SB 83, thank goodness it passed and everything. But that's just one example. Sandra and I have been to a couple seminars lately, and another scary thing that's starting to happen, and I feel like it's child abuse, is letting these young adolescents decide to switch their biological gender and start doing these blockers and things like that, or puberty blockers. That is scary. And when you have them starting at 4, 5, 6 years old, We had a bill filed, I think Savannah Maddox filed it, that was safe. It's called Save Adolescents from Experimentation. And that's kind of what it is. And it's scary because you follow the money. I'm sure there's a lot of money in some of these individuals if they have to keep a life of trying to be the opposite sex. And it's scary. We have to do something. We have to try to focus back on our families. And that is the main core that we have, and it just seems like every turn that we have from things being taught in school and everything is wanting to divide us. They're wanting to divide us in different classes, different races, different this. And we are all United States of America. We're Americans and Kentuckians. We have to stand together and combat some of this. I think we're the silent majority. I mean, I don't think a lot of people agree with some of these things. It's just we're not speaking out as loudly. And our churches need to get involved and start mentioning some of these things. The one thing that's concerning is a friend of mine showed me some things that are in her public library. And this is not a big city. It's a small community. And showed some of the books that are in there. And it's nothing short of pornography. And these are being targeted to young kids. Some of the indoctrination is scary that's going on. I don't think it happens in our smaller communities like this because y'all would know about it because everyone knows everybody. But we will be fighting for some of these issues. I know Center Westerfield's values and him raising 2 kids. Sandra and I, we have 5 kids of our own and 4 grandkids. These are important issues to us. I know Matt Lockett was very instrumental in trying to push the CRT bill. And finally, we got one kind of watered down a little bit through Max Wise and things. But it's saying some of the things, you know, this critical race theory, what can be taught in school and what can't. And it did away with a lot of that. So am I close on my 6? Or?
You've still got a couple minutes.
I got a couple minutes. Well, I'm going to keep talking. Once again, it's an honor to get to meet y'all. Sandra and I came down over the weekend and got to knock on a few doors and see some friendly faces there. 44,000 people, I'm sorry if we don't get to all y'all. We got 2 weeks to do it, but we've always been very active in the community. Any of y'all, Christian County, I think Caldwell and Trigg are so interlocked. I know a lot of people from Cady's come up here and vice versa goes down to Cady's. You can ask anyone down in Trigg how involved Sandra and I are in that community. We're handing out Easter eggs. We hand out Halloween candy. We've been in numerous Christmas parades. But not only that, we will accept your calls and your emails. I'm not quite as responsive as Whitney. I think I don't have the Apple Watch. But they do appear on my phone, and I do try to get back with everyone at a timely manner. Any one of us can help you. I know your leadership in the past, Senator Robbie Mills and Representative Beckler, they've moved on. They're a little bit farther north. So, but Senator Westerfield and I, we work a lot together. A lot of times it's so nice to have him to tend my bills to get them through the Senate, and then vice versa. He's honored me with the Born Alive bill that a couple of years ago, or maybe last year or so, that he let me carry on the floor. So we do work a lot together, and we will work a lot together for you. So thank you so much for having Sandra and I here this evening. We've already been told of some good restaurants around here, so afterwards, we haven't eaten yet, so we might be heading that way. So look forward to hearing from our judges. We're excited about getting another judgeship. And so I know Jameis Redd's going to be hard to replace, but whoever ends up with that, I'm sure we'll do a good job. We'll look forward to working with them. So thank you all for having me.
If you stand there a minute, please. Stacy, can you bring Mr. Perlin in, please?